It's time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WNSS and WNSSFM.com. Today's game is brought to you in part by Giant Company, Hetrick Center, Dominic D. DeFrancisco American Legion Post 594, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Gingrich Memorials, Daly's Golf, Middletown Area Alumni Association, Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Moose, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Lumber, J&J Pizzeria, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, BFW Post 1620, Middletown Home, DHL Supply Company, the Blue and Gold Club, and the 230 Cafe. Now let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Levy. And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, for Middletown High School Gymnasium. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy. This is PIAA State Girls 5A Basketball Playoffs. The Middletown Blue Raiders, 22-4, taking on Penn Trafford at 25-1. Penn Trafford just east of Pittsburgh, east of that Monroeville area, out in the Whippy O'Brien. They come in experienced with just that one loss.
25-1 on the season, and the one happened in the quarterfinal rounds against a very good Thomas Jefferson team who got the lead on them. Penn Trafford came all the way back, was able to send it to overtime before ending up losing to TJ. Ended up knocking off Baldwin, their league mate, in the fifth-place game to get to here, a game where they were down 13 late in that game, came all the way back and won by one. So this is a battle-tested team. It is a team that has size and also likes to shoot the three ball. And for Middletown, a tough matchup for them. But after the disappointment of losing the district championship game, I think there's a different focus on this team coming out here today, and there's some players who really feel like they have a lot to prove in the first round of states.
Well, Middletown will be getting back a player who did not play in districts, and that's one of the Stover sisters. Journey Stover is back. Will that give this Middletown team a little bit of a shot in the arm?
I think it will, and I think the other thing is sometimes you've got I know Penn Trafford's going to be well prepared for this game, but they haven't seen any film of her if they've looked at any of the last four games, so they haven't seen her factor in anything. And she was a very important part of the rotation before the district playoffs began. If she can get herself back, she'll come off the bench today. But if she can come back and assimilate herself immediately back to what she does well, especially on the defensive side, it gives Middletown another player that, considering the depth of the opponent, they're going to need contributions from everybody who gets in today.
All right, when we come back, Brian talks to LaSonda Dixon, head coach of the Lady Raiders. We're on the pregame show. Middletown and Penn Trafford girls playoffs return on the pregame here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Giant Company is proud to support the Blue Raiders. At Giant, you score big bonus buys and choice rewards every time you shop. And with brands you won't find anywhere else, like Giant Brand, Nature's Promise, and Care One. Giant, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. Giant partners with over 100 local food banks. Good luck, Blue Raiders, from Giant.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
Michelle's Creations with you in mind proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations with you in mind has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Telefora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show.
alongside of Middletown head girls basketball coach LaSonda Dixon. Coach, great run through the district playoffs, got the runner-up position, tough game with York Suburban, but I think the team has learned a lot about themselves and who they are at this point, and now looking forward to the state playoff run.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the district playoffs was a great experience for these girls, and I'm really proud of them. They showed up. They worked really hard this entire season, and you know, they deserve to get at that district championship. So,
not the easiest of first round opponents, but that's what happens when you get in the stage. It's a crapshoot, and you're going to run into some teams that got knocked out in different places where they shouldn't have. It's a Penn Trafford team who got knocked out and upset in their quarterfinals and came all the way through. Your team has shown some great resilience at different times this year. What is it about your team that gives you a lot of confidence going into today?
I think that, you know, each of the girls on the team, they have something to bring to the table. And, you know, when we need people to step up, there's people that step up that may not have been shown earlier in the season. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how everybody comes together.
Jayla really struggled in the district championship game, but I know that she never has two games in a row like that. And I'm sure that you're expecting her to come with a renewed sort of fire here today.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, it just wasn't a good headspace for her in that game, but she's ready to bounce back. So I'm looking forward to that and really proud of her this season. So either way, you know, no matter what, the entire team, we did a great job.
Let's talk about the entire team, because one of the most important things about the entire team coming into this game is that when you hit the state playoffs, you can have some good players, but you've got to have the entire team. The entire team has to be able to step up. And you've had that coming with a lot of your players, with a lot of these players who don't get the accolades, don't get the headlines, but they've really done a great job at what their roles are.
Definitely. You know, we have girls on a team who step up defensively. You know, Aja really has been really doing a great job defensively, and there's some things that you don't see in a stat book, but equates to just as good as something else in the stat book. Same thing with Journey Stover. And then you have girls like Julia and Riley Cabbage, who just bring it to the table and every single game that we need them in. You know, it's a whole team effort, with Destiny being a post player, Emma and Jayla being our scorers, and floor generals. So, and then our bench is a great bench. You know, they really do help out when the team's down and still, you know, cheering them on.
Last thing is just about the opponent. I mean, sometimes it's tough. I wouldn't think it's as tough with this group, because they're well known out in the Pittsburgh area. So what do you know about Penn Trafford and how you match up?
You know, I do know there's a couple girls who are committed to play at the next level, and there's some tall players on that team. You know, they seem to play a fast game like us, so, you know, it should be a good matchup for us. Either way, I think it's going to be a good game of basketball.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Middletown head basketball coach LaSonda Dixon back with more after this here on the pregame show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy hitting our starting lineups for this afternoon's game between Middletown and Penn Trafford.
Let's take a look at the Penn Trafford Warriors. 25-1 under head coach John Janikas. It is 5'4 sophomore Isabella Fontana at 6 points per game. 6 foot senior Lauren Martin at 11.5 points per game. She leads the team. 6 foot senior Cameron Piper at 8.5 points per game. 5'8 junior Hannah Weishar at 6 points per game. And 5'8 junior Tori DiStefano, she averages just under 11 points per game for the Warriors, the District 7, number 5 seed. And now the home team District 3 second seed Middletown Blue Raiders, 22-4 under head coach Lasonda Dixon. Starters today will be 5'6 junior Emma Cleland, coming off a season-high 20 points in the district championship game against York Suburban. She averages just over 13 a game. 5'4 sophomore Aja Rossum at 1.5 points per game. 5'11 junior Jayla Kozer at 19 points per game. She's a 1,000-point scorer for the Blue Raiders. 5'4 junior Julia Stover at 4 points per game. And 5'11 junior Destiny Gassert, she's the team's size, at 7.5 points per game.
All right, when we come back, we'll have tip-off. It's Middletown and Penn Trafford, first round of the state girls 5A basketball playoffs, when we return after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. It's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage, this is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. Lenny Lipscomb is our studio producer. Middletown and Penn Trafford girls basketball playoffs. You win, you go on, you lose, you're done.
Yeah, this is basically your season's on the line every time you come out here now at this point. And for this Middletown team, they've got to get back to what they do well. You got a team against you that is long. They like to shoot the three ball, but they also get after it on the offensive glass. So Middletown's got to do a good job in that end. They also need to do something they didn't get in the last couple games, and that is transition opportunities. They've got to force some turnovers, get out maybe some easy baskets, really settle themselves down early on.
Middletown in the white, Penn Trafford in the green with the yellow trim. Glad to have you along on WMSSFM.com. Also, those of you watching on NFHS, as Middletown will go from our right to left. The tap won by Rossum. Back to Cleland. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Out front, Middletown with the ball. That's Kozer. Now it's Stover at the top. Julia Stover gives it off to Cleland. Emma's going to take it over to the right side. Now it's Stover working around. Steps back, three-pointer, bullseye.
That's important, too, because she has not been hitting her three-point shot. 31st three of the season for Kozer, but she hasn't had any of the last couple games.
Middletown takes the early lead. Here's Fontana with the ball. Looks to bounce pass it. Baseline inside is good for Piper.
Middletown actually did a good job of jumping out on the pass to the outside. The adjustment was made by the Warriors, and they get the bucket.
Cleland with the ball on the right side. Out front for Kozer. Now it's Cleland running the offense again. She'll work against DeStefano. Rossum Out front, Kozer has room to run, pulls up inside the foul line and gets the bounce in.
They tried to double team, and when they did that, Middletown did a good job of getting it back to their hype, up to Kozer, away from the double team. She found the open spot at the line.
Martin with the ball. Good defense here by Gassert in her face. Should have been a travel, and it will be on Fontana.
It's the quickness of Middletown defensively. They're stepping into lanes, Fontana dribbling, penetrating, and getting caught. She's wanting to pass the basketball, but she's not seeing the passing lane before she gets to the spot, and that's causing her to take the extra step.
Here's Cleland with a ball. Turn around in the paint. No good. Ball swats around. Martin pulls it down. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball.
Dribbled it off her foot that time under no pressure. So the turnover there gives it back to Middletown, who it's a great start for the Blue Raiders. I like what they're doing on the offensive side. They adjusted to the little wrinkle that the Warriors threw at them early. And now you've got a team that's settled in on their home floor.
Lauren Martin, a 6-foot senior. She's headed to Shippensburg University after this year. Here's Kozer for Middletown. Right wing, another three-pointer. No good. Rebounded on the inside by Piper and back the other way comes Wyshar. She'll take a three in and out. Rebounded on the inside by Stover. She'll push it up the floor. Two on one, right side. Cleland, no, it's short. Rebounded on the far side by Martin. And Penn Trafford has it. Long pass down to a cherry-picking Piper. She'll finish it off.
Boy, and fortunate for Middletown that Kozer didn't pick up the foul. She came barreling in and looked like there was some contact there.
Little contact there, and Cleland loses the ball off her body. As good reach in on that far side by DeStefano.
Got to stay under control right now. In Middletown, they play at a frantic pace, but every once in a while, it gets to too much of a pace. They've got to find that happy medium here today.
Yeah, we saw too much of that frantic pace in Hershey. It's a 5-4 game in favor of Middletown. Here's Martin in the paint against Gassert with the left side. It's good.
Set her up to the inside and then spun back down baseline with the drop step.
6-5, the lead now for Penn Trafford. Kozer, left side, three, bullseye.
Can't leave her that wide open. Outstanding job of saving the screen by Middletown on the underneath, allowing Kozer to get wide open for a second triple of the first quarter.
8-6, Middletown. Martin decides she'll take a three. That's short. Ball saved from going out of bounds by Cleland of Middletown. She'll bring it the other way. Cleland onto the front court. Stover, baseline, nowhere to go with it. Comes back out to Kozer. Kozer takes another three. No good. Rebounded on the inside by Penn Trafford's Piper.
Oh, believe me, part of the scouting report for Penn Trafford is when she's got that three, you're going to let her shoot that until she proves she can make it.
Martin follows up the rebound of DeStefano's miss, and Martin will hit it. She's got four. And we're tied at eight.
Even with a good start for Middletown, we're tied up at eight because of some ability by Penn Trafford on the inside. It's where Middletown, they're going to have to get more than just Jayla Koza scoring.
Down the lane, little floater, no good by Cleland, but it's knocked out by Martin. It'll be Middletown ball.
And this, we'll see how well Penn Trafford adjusts to this. Journey Stover in the game for Aja Rossum. Haven't seen her since before the districts. She's ready to go. I talked to her yesterday. She is excited to get back out there on the floor and help her team.
She inbounds it out to Kozer out front. Jayla Kozer to Cleland on the right wing. Make that the left wing. Cleland takes it all the way to the right side this time. Trying to drive along the paint. No good. Kozer's put back is blocked by Piper. Stover with it, Journey Stover to Cleland down the lane. Her pass gets knocked back to her. Her turnaround shot, she's fouled.
Martin's going to get called on the inside. A lot of contact both ways right now. And these officials, this officiating crew, allowing that contact here in the early going. That actually the team that benefits is Middletown because of being the team that's not as deep. Penn Trafford will rotate as many as maybe 10 into a game at different times. This Middletown team, at their deepest during the season, rolling about seven.
First shot by Cleland, no good, but she'll get a second attempt, and this one is good. And Cleland had a great game, despite the loss in the district championship.
Olivia,
first point.
Olivia Wyshar will replace her twin sister, Hannah, in the lineup for Penn Trafford. And also Fontana will check out. Bella Klobuchar comes into the game for the Warriors.
Up the floor comes Penn Trafford. Middletown with a 9-8 lead, 3:43 to go in the first. DeStefano, out front jumper. Martin got it for two. She's got six.
Little pick and roll actions, all they use there.
Here comes Cleland down the lane, running jumper off left, rebounded by Kozer. She dribbles out of the trap, takes it baseline, reverse layup, too strong. Rebound fought for, it's canceled against four. And, of course, Ben Travers is going to come up with that. They'll play it back out front to Stefano for three, in and out. Rebound Gassert, Martin knocked it out of bounds. Oh, thought they should have gotten Martin there on the over-the-back reach.
But she came around the outside. And, again, they're not calling a lot of – it's got to be really blatant contact that's affecting things. And Gassert did not use her body well enough. She had an opportunity to try to box Martin out, didn't feel her, just went for the basketball instead. That allowed Martin to get around and knock the ball out of bounds.
Rhea Johnson checks in now for Penn Trafford. Journey Stover with the ball. Now it's Cleland. Journey Stover at the left wing. Jalea, then Journey. Now it's Kozer on the right wing. Kozer out front, lobs it for Cleland, the left point. Cleland goes to the left elbow. Now it's Kozer, left wing. Kozer dribbling around, just puts one up, air ball, rebounded by Gassert. She'll play it back out to Cleland, baseline. Cleland for Gassert near the foul line. Back out front, Kozer. She'll work it around, still dribbling to the left wing, holding. Over on the far side, it's going to be Jalea Stover. Cleland, Gassert inside against Martin. Got it. Strong move.
And they're going to need her. She is so important just to be on the floor for presence, but they've got to get scoring out of her, too, because they have to establish some sort of move inside.
We're going to get a travel on Martin trying to get around Gassert, and it'll be a Middletown ball.
And she looks winded. She's going to come out. Paige Temple, 5'8 senior, will check in for Penn Trafford in place of Martin. And for Middletown, a couple quick substitutions for the Blue Raiders. Aja Rawson is going to check back in. And for the first time, we're going to see 5'5 sophomore Riley Caveridge as they're going to give Jalea Stover and Destiny Gassert a quick break.
2:12 to go in the first, 11-10 Middletown. Cleland will bring it up the floor for the Blue Raiders. Man-to-man defense by the Warriors.
Well, it was man-to-man. They're looking to trap out of it a little bit.
Here's Kozer out front, yeah, right side Rossum.
They've gone to a 2-3 matchup.
Jumper from the corner, no good by Stover. Rebounded on the inside by Johnson of Penn Trafford. Up the floor, they'll bring it. Temple, right side. Wyshar, jumper from the corner. Klobuchar, no good, but Warriors get the rebound. Klobuchar again, no good. Gets her own rebound, nope. Swings over to the Piper, and then she throws it out of bounds.
But a couple times there where Middletown has opportunities, and this is the tough thing about the three-point shot. It's not just the adjustment to teams that take a lot of threes. You have to box out, and it's a different type of boxing out because you get a lot of long rebounds. You have to sustain, and it's not just the people underneath. It's the guards who have to box out. Middletown lacks in that, and that's why there are a couple opportunities on that possession.
Caveridge, Al Rossum. Cleland out front. She'll dribble right side of the lane. Pulls up a 10-footer. That's short. Rebounded on the inside to Stefano. She'll dribble it up onto the front court, getting up to Klobuchar. Back out front to Stefano. In the paint. A lot of pressure. Back on the right side. Klobuchar, jumper, no good. Rebounded. Rossum can't hold on. Then she comes up with it. She's trapped along the side trying to dribble through traffic. And we will get the stepping out, or they're saying it was hit out.
It was Paige Temple went after the basketball over there, and as she had contact with it at the same time as Rossum, Temple was out of bounds, so it's Middletown basketball.
Inbounds comes to Cleland, who walked with it briefly. Front court pass, Caveridge over on the wing. Here's Kozer in the paint, turnaround 8-footer is an air ball. Back the other way comes to Stefano. Up onto the front court, Wyshar. She passes it out front. Here come the Lady Raiders, and right to the bucket, Kozer with an easy layup.
An easy one for Kozer because Stover got away with the foul. Again, a lot of contact going on, and now Middletown puts that pressure on and knocks the ball out of bounds again.
Yeah, great job there by Journey Stover, knocking it out on the front court with 31 seconds to go in the first. 13-10 Middletown.
Ava Ruane now checks into the game for Penn Trafford as they continue. They're going to rotate lots of bodies in there. They're going to try to wear you down. This is a team that has made some big comebacks at the end of games in the district playoffs so far.
Ruane to DeStefano. DeStefano pushing, leading, Bounces it over to the left side. Wyshar no good. Rebound by Kozer. She's got a tie up on the floor. It'll be a jump ball and the possession in favor of Penn Trafford. With 19 seconds to go in the first, 13-10 Middletown.
Still been a very good quarter for Middletown, John, because they've really settled in the game. And even with Emma Cleland not shooting well here in the early going, it has been Jayla Kozer who's showing exactly how she comes back from a tough game.
Wyshar gets free in the paint, able to finish it off. That's Olivia Wyshar.
10 seconds left to go. Middletown going to run something, try to get the last shot here.
13-12, Middletown up by one. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's Cleland, fakes, has it knocked out at the buzzer, and we have played one. Thought she would have taken that three right there. She was open briefly, but we played one. Middletown, 13. Penn Trafford, 12. Back with the second quarter on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Blue and Gold Club. With your generous donations and support of the annual raffle, the Blue and Gold Club is able to give support to numerous athletic teams in the Middletown Area School District and also support other Middletown Area School District functions. Look for the letter in the mail in the coming months for the Blue and Gold Club annual raffle. And if you don't receive one, please go to their Facebook page and contact the Blue and Gold Club. The Blue and Gold Club is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports academics, arts, and athletics. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, glad to have you along. 13-12, Middletown leading after one.
Has been Jayla Kozer so far, who has 10 points for Middletown. Lauren Martin, 6 for Penn Trafford. Pace of the game right now, I think, favors Middletown a little bit more.
Yeah, Middletown 5 for 18 in the first quarter. That's a volume thing. Middletown taking 18 shots in the quarter. Penn Trafford 6 for 14. Middletown 2 for 5 from 3. And maybe the home court advantage is the afternoon glare here in the Middletown High School Gymnasium. 0 for 7 is Penn Trafford beyond the three-point arc. Rebounds 12-9 in favor of the Warriors. And Penn Trafford, 5 turnovers in that first quarter. Middletown just 1.
Yeah, and that's going to be a key for Middletown. They've got to continue to turn up defensive intensity, and those 5 turnovers is a place where they need to live.
Middletown with the ball to start the second quarter. Going from our right to left, and Rossum throws it away. Martin comes up with it.
She was looking for Kozer, who was cutting, but Kozer wasn't looking for the basketball, and Rossum didn't realize until it was too late.
Out front to Stefano at the top. Plays it for Martin, looking for the backdoor look, Fontana, but she traveled with it.
Well, it's a great idea here in Penn Trafford. Coach Janakis, he's looking at, we've got size. Let's go a little high-low here. So Middletown only has so many tall bodies out there on the floor. Somebody who's about 5'4 is going to be matched up against somebody who's got a 5'6 inch difference on him.
Here's a steal by DeStefano, left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors back out front to Piper. She'll try setting it up for Wyshar, stolen away by Rossum. Rossum down the right side. Her shot partially blocked by Piper. Rossum's follow-up is short. Martin with the rebound gets tied up. And then the Warriors come up with it. Quickly the other way, Fontana. She'll take a three from the right side. That's an air ball. And Kozer comes up with it and brings it the other way for Middletown.
They are not shy, and they do not care that they don't make them. They're going to keep taking them.
Kozer down the lane, partially blocked. Piper comes up with the ball. And back the other way comes Fontana. Right side to Stefano for three. That's no good. And Cleveland with the rebound.
0 for 11 now, Steve.
10.
0 for 10.
Here's Stover, left side jumper. Bullseye from 15.
And she's really, before district started, Journey Stover is starting to become real of a force, more of a force scoring-wise.
Big walk there by Martin again, trying to get around Gassert. Took the extra hop on her left side.
Well, everybody loves those Euro steps. The problem is you have to understand what a Euro step is. You can't gallop into the Euro step and then take the Euro. And that's exactly what Martin did. She's looking. She's like, what did I do? That's exactly what it was. You took two steps and then galloped again.
Inbounds pass came into Cleland. She wanted to pass it back to Cabridge, who wasn't looking. It goes out of bounds.
Both teams already with 3 turnovers here in the first minute and 40 seconds of the second quarter.
Inbound for Penn Trafford underneath their bucket. They'll use Piper to get it in. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin handing it off to Wyshar. Olivia Wyshar
Over onto the right side for Hannah Weishar. Now it's Martin right of the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Cleland. She keeps getting whacked from behind twice. And finally they call that one on to Stefano.
At some point, they are going to have to call fouls in this game, you think? Because both teams have started to really recognize, hey, we can do what? Oh, we can start whacking people and they're going to call it? So you're seeing both teams be a lot more physical underneath the basket, away from the basket, everywhere right now. And at some point, the officials have to step in and start making some of those calls, and the teams will adjust again to it.
And we have an out-of-bounds against Middletown on the far side. Jalea Stover got the high pass and stepped out far side.
The pressure starting to get to Middletown in the backcourt. They haven't seen a ton of teams try to press them this season. And here they've had a little bit more difficulty turning the basketball over here in the second quarter against Penn Trafford's full court trap.
5:53 to go in the second, 15-12 Middletown. Here's a three from the left side, Penn Trafford. No good, rebounded by Stover on the inside, and quickly out of the gates, Journey Stover down the left side, got a little push from behind, loses it. Now it's Jalea Stover getting it to Kozer, baseline jumper, got it.
Just find your Swedish shooter as Kozer again just has five buckets already in this first half of play.
5-point lead for Middletown right now. They'll pass it around. Penn Trafford on the right side. Jumper is good for Cameron Piper for three.
She's not a great three-point shooter, just her ninth of the season, but green light is on for anybody on this team.
Those are down the near side, dribbling through traffic right to the bucket and lays it up and in.
Well, if you double-team her, you better make sure that you're caught up on the back end when she gets around it.
We're going to get a foul at the other end on Cleland.
First foul of the game against Middletown, 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. So that's great news for the Blue Raiders. That play for Kozer out here. They threw a double team at her. She gets around the double team and then immediately sees defense hasn't recovered underneath, takes it stronger to the basket. She's already got 14 of Middletown's 19.
Johnson was fouled and she misses her first shot. She will get a second attempt. It's 19-15.
Raya Johnson, a 67% free throw shooter on the season because she's only taken three all season. She's 2 for 3 from the line coming in.
Second shot is good. 19-16. Kozer dribbling through traffic again, breaking the press. Brings it up onto the front court. Holding out front, Rossum. She'll slow it up. She'll hand it off to Jalea Stover. Journey Stover on the left wing. She'll spin move, lost it off her leg, and then we'll be getting the foul called against Middletown and Journey Stover.
Again, just her first, team second. Cleland got some quick instructions over there on the Middletown sideline, comes right back onto the floor. Rossum will come out.
4:44 to go in the second. Middletown 19, Penn Trafford 16. And the Warriors bringing up the floor. DeStefano, the junior, takes it over to the left side. She'll hand it off to Johnson. Out front, takes the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Kozer of Middletown.
Boy, I give them credit for trying. I mean, everybody's got the green light out there, and they are not shy, even when not succeeding.
Here's a cut to the bucket by Stover. No good. Gassard with the rebound. Her putback is blocked out by Piper. It'll be Middletown ball. Piper, who's headed to Point Park College in downtown Pittsburgh for basketball.
Yeah, and they've got some excellent length on the inside, and they've already blocked several shots and have made it very difficult for Middletown inside. That's why this is going to be tough to sustain for Middletown. They're going to be a jump-shooting team most of this game.
Cleland trying to squeeze through traffic. Her shot was short. Penn Trafford with the ball. They'll bring it the other way. Cameron Piper has it stolen away. Here's Kozer up onto the front court. Kozer, bounce pass, left side. Stover blocked, and they'll call the foul on DeStefano.
Stover got absolutely knocked over, and it was a delayed whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, that just shows you how lax the whistles are so far in this game. An easy call on DeStefano, and that is her second.
19-16 Middletown, 3:56 to go in the second. First shot, Jalea Stover, is no good.
Guys up in Erie, they've completed the first quarter. Erie Prep 16, Baldwin 10. Winner of this game, plays the winner of that game.
Stover on the season from the line now, 1-for-9. This is not a comfort zone for Julia Stover.
Yeah, not many trips. Well, she'll get a second shot. This one's no good. It's rebounded by Penn Trafford. Right side, Piper takes a right baseline as it knocked out by Cleland. It'll be Penn Trafford ball inbounding underneath the bucket.
I love the grit right now, though, being shown by Middletown, giving up that size, but recognizing, hey, somebody drives the basket, you've got to cut them off and force them to take the shots that you're allowing, which right now are those threes, and it's paying off.
Jumper for Johnson right side, no good. Rebounded on the inside. The shot is blocked, and then they whistle the foul. On Kozer.
Yeah, it'll be Kozer picking up the foul here. And actually it benefited Middletown because they were going to make the basket anyways on the rebound.
Two shots at the line.
Just the first on Kozer, third team foul against Middletown here in the second quarter.
Hannah Weishar's first shot is good.
On the season, a 59% free throw shooter.
19-17, Middletown, 3:35 to go in the second. Second shot for Weishar is also good. 19-18. Pressure again by Penn Trafford. Quickly, Cleland breaks it. Bounce pass inside. Gassert, little fake, puts it up and in.
Well, they're putting three players to press two. So if you break the press, you should have somebody wide open. Gassert now with four.
21-18, Middletown. Martin with the ball. Out front is Johnson. Now it's Martin at the left elbow. Turns around near the foul line. Back over. Three-point jumper way outside. No good by Klobuchar. Here comes Kozer down the lane. Left-handed layup. Got it.
And they didn't pick up in transition. So they missed the three, but they didn't get back the floor defensively well. They got bodies back, but didn't set up.
Jumper for Martin outside. Three-pointer goes air ball out of bounds. And right now, Kozer with 16. Leading the way, 23-18 Middletown.
1-for-16 is the number you're looking for.
Thank you. I mean, wow. And they're only down 5 right now. They're 1-for-16 from three-point range, and they are down 5. If they make two of those, if they're a very poor three-point shooting team right now, they're ahead in the game.
Pass to Kozer and went out of her hands. Martin recovers it for Penn Trafford. Long pass up for Johnson on that left side. She'll pull up another three-pointer. That's no good. Rebounded by Kozer. Here come the Lady Raiders on a 4-on-2. Kozer pulls up at the foul line. She got fouled and nothing called. And Penn Trafford comes up with a rebound. Long pass down to Martin. 2-on-1 there, but a high pass by Martin goes out of bounds.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's one where you're not in the right rhythm. And you've got your big attacking a 2-on-1, and Cleland does not have the angle on her. So that's a ball she should be taking directly to the basket. Instead, she tries to lob the ball over the top, a dangerous pass, and it shows with another turnover from Penn Trafford.
2:07 to go in the second, 23-18 Middletown. Cleland, left side Kozer. Kozer on the wing, decides to take the three. That's no good. Rebound gets swatted out by Gassert. It'll be Penn Trafford ball.
Well, she only could get one hand on that ball because she was having the other one held. Her left hand was being held down to her side. And again, this is happening on both ends of the floor, but this officiating crew has made it very, very established right now. Do whatever you want. We're probably not going to call it.
Middletown goes back to its half-court man. Penn Trafford brings it up the floor. Hannah Weishar, out front Piper, swings it over to the left side, Klobuchar, Piper, Weishar, spin move, going down the lane, and no good, but will be fouled, and gets two at the line.
Journey Stover in help defense, Jalea got beat out top, and Journey helping out underneath, got there just a touch late and got the hand in and a piece of the arm on the shot.
1:27 to go here in the second, 23-18, Middletown leading Penn Trafford.
Caverts will replace Journey Stover after the first foul shot.
First shot is on the way and no good for Hannah Weishar. This Penn Trafford team, their boys played last night in Hershey. They came out yesterday, and everyone stayed over. The fans stayed over.
And that was a Penn Trafford boys team that was not expected to do much. They were a surprise getting through and making the state tournament. Hershey, the District 3 champion on the boys' side, was down at halftime, but ended up coming back in the second half and knocking Penn Trafford out on the boys' side last night.
And Elishar hits the second one, 23-19. Middletown with the lead. Caveridge, Al Rossum. Rossum near midcourt, takes it over to the right side, hands it off to Caveridge. Out front, Cleland. Working against that man-to-man, Cleland going left, then to the right. Cleland near the elbow, forces her way inside. Her shot is blocked by Weishauer. Back the other way, long pass down. Klobuchar to the bucket, up and in. Yeah, Bella Klobuchar.
They had nobody back rotated defensively when the ball got knocked out of the hands on the shot by Cleland.
23-21, Middletown's lead back down to two with 38 seconds to go. Cleland with the ball near midcourt. Stover with it far side. Long pass for Rossum on the left wing. Now it's Cleland back out front again. Down to 24 seconds. Cleland trying to dribble to the right side. Weishauer on her. Now it's Caveridge. Cleland again at center circle. Cleland, spin move at the top, dribbles right of the lane to the bucket, no good. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Penn Trafford. Now it's loose, Caveridge comes up with the steal. Now it's Rossum. Rossum loses it because she's fouled. And it'll be a foul against Bella Klobuchar with 5-6 seconds left.
Non-shooting foul, just the third against the Warriors, so Middletown will inbound and have a chance for the last shot.
So 6 seconds on the clock. Middletown the inbound near side front court. Leading by two late here in the second quarter. Cleland looks to inbound. She'll bounce it in. Here's Kozer, left side, 2 seconds, baseline jumper, no good. And we have reached halftime at Middletown. The Lady Raiders of Middletown, 23, Penn Trafford, 21. Stay tuned for the halftime show. We'll run down all the stats, talk about the out-of-town scoreboard and other things that happened last night in the PIAA basketball playoffs when we come back here at halftime on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
We're better together at the Middletown Home, a continuing care community for folks of all ages. Enjoy an independent lifestyle in a large apartment with kitchen and laundry. There's assisted living in your own personal apartment, even short-term rehab for a quick recovery, and a health center with 24-hour skilled care. The Middletown Home is the mansion on the hill across from the airport on Route 230. Take a tour and find out more at middletownhome.org or check out our Facebook page.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
The 230 Cafe of Highspire congratulates Middletown on a great season. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 till 2, and Sundays from 7 until 2. Takeout and catering are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire.
We're at halftime here at Middletown High School Gymnasium. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, Lene Lipscomb is our studio producer. 23-21, Middletown leading Penn Trafford. And, Brian, a whole different game, a whole different team we're seeing out of Middletown than what we saw in the district championship. A little more poised, a little more controlled, very aggressive, and they're making shots.
Yeah, but no. Jayla Kozer's making shots. and that's such a difference for this team, because even though Emma Cleland in the first half has not made any shots from the field, she only has 1 point coming off that 20 that she had against York Suburban. It's been Kozer who's been carrying them on the offensive end with 16 of their 23. Is this sustainable? To be honest with you, somewhat, because that's sort of what she is able to do. And she's getting opportunities. You've got some very good players from Penn Trafford that are going places, but the best player on the floor right now is clearly Jayla Kozer, and she's the one who has been able to do a lot of the scoring for Middletown this first half. What they're doing on the defensive end is they're forcing Penn Trafford into playing, I'm going to say it this way, Penn Trafford's game. They want to take threes. Middletown's saying, take the threes, and they're not making anything. So Penn Trafford's got to make some adjustments in the second half. I won't tell you right now. They come out and shoot 16 threes in the second half, or take 16 threes in the second half. They deserve to lose the basketball game. They have a size advantage. They should be working it on the inside. They didn't do enough of that in the first half. We'll see if they do something different the second.
Yeah, you look at the stat sheet. 1 for 17 from beyond the arc. 7 for 10 inside the arc. So there you go.
What are you doing right now? And the problem is sometimes you get caught up in the game, and that's what halftime is for a lot of teams, is you got to make adjustments, and you got to take a serious look. And that's why you've got a coaching staff that's over there taking notes on things. And at halftime, you look at it and go, hey, what's going on? Well, we're missing a lot of threes, coach. Oh, well, maybe we should not take as many of those in the second half. Let's get the ball inside. They've got size. And Middletown does not, in most of their team that's out there, they're going to have a mismatch somewhere. They got to start looking for that if you're Penn Trafford in the second half.
But, you know, in the pregame warm-ups, I even commented to you. I said, look at them. They're shooting lights out there, three-point land in warm-ups.
And what did I tell you?
You said, well, no one's on them.
There
but
you
yet,
go.
But yet here in the first half, probably half their shots that they took from three-point land, no one was on them.
They were open, but somebody closed out on them. And just having somebody close out on you speeds you up just a little bit. It's real easy to stand outside the arc. That's why three-point shooting contests are so much fun, because you get into a rhythm, you just grab the ball, and you're shooting at your own leisure. Here, you have the basketball, but you know somebody's coming to close you out. And that's the little extra added time that you rarely have to make the adjustment to. And Penn Trafford, here on the road, has not done that in the first half. It's a half where, honestly, they're down two. It should be worse than that in either direction. If some of those threes fall, then Penn Trafford should be way ahead right now. With them not falling, honestly, Middletown should have taken more advantage of that in the first half. That's what concerns me a little bit going forward, is what Middletown's doing sustainable. They need some more scoring from the other players other than Kozer in the second half.
All right, when we come back, we'll run down the halftime stats and look at other games going on around the state. We're at halftime, girls 5A state basketball playoffs. It's Middletown 23, Penn Trafford 21. Back with more here at halftime on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Giant Company is proud to support the Blue Raiders. At Giant, you score big bonus buys and choice rewards every time you shop. And with brands you won't find anywhere else, like Giant Brand, Nature's Promise, and Care One. Giant. Nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. Giant partners with over 100 local food banks. Good luck, Blue Raiders, from Giant.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information. ...23-21 Middletown leading girls basketball in Penn Trafford here at halftime. Wanted to touch upon real quick last night, an incident in boys basketball in the state. Uniontown playing in Meadville. And a fight broke out in the stands on the court. And that game was suspended with a little over 3 minutes left. They called it for Meadville, who was leading 63-55. At the time, but we saw some of the video of that, and you can certainly find it if you look hard enough, but that just looked ugly with folks fighting in the stands and on the court.
And we've had times before where the PIAA has stepped in or have been willing to step in. What are they going to do about that? And that's, you know, it's two teams. It was an 8-point game at the time. They never finished the game, technically. They just called it off at that point, but
and the fight appeared to start in the stands.
In the stands, right. But there were definitely players that got involved in things, too. There should at least be ejections for the next round for the team that's advancing, and should anyone actually advance from that game? That's not my role to figure that out.
Yeah. Steve Leedy, what's the updated score of the other game in the bracket?
The game that has the... there, that's right opposite of this game. Erie Cathedral Prep leading at home 31-18 on Baldwin with a little over a minute left to go in the first half. Obviously, hardly any fouls called in the first half of this game, so this game went flying compared to that game. It's both started at the same time, and we're going to be into the second half before they even end the first.
And let's look at the scoring in the first half for Middletown. Jayla Koza with 16, 4 for Destiny Gassard, 2 for Journey Stover, 1 for Emma Cleland for Middletown. For Penn Trafford, it was 7 for Cameron Piper, 6 for Lauren Martin, 3 points for Hannah Weishar, 2 for Bella Klobuchar and Olivia Weishar, and 1 for Rhea Johnson. Only players with 2 fouls, Middletown, Journey Stover, Penn Trafford, Tori DiStefano. We'll try to get you a full rundown of the teams that won from District 3 in the state playoffs. The first chance we get, we've got a long list of teams, though. But the team that is opposite that Meadville-Uniontown game is Hershey, who won last night against Penn Trafford 52-43. So that's why that becomes even more interesting for District 3 teams.
We start the second half. Penn Trafford going from right to left. Martin with the ball for the Warriors. DiStefano, left side, trying to bounce it inside. A nice save by Stover. She'll get it to Cleland. Cleland dribbling out of traffic quickly, pushing it up the floor, taking it down the lane. Over to Journey Stover, left wing. Now it's Kozer, left side. She'll fake, take it, baseline, stops, turns, fades, short. Rebounded by Piper. She'll outlet it near side. And a Weishar. Weishar near the foul line. Martin to the bucket, gets double teamed, and a foul. All Middletown will be Gassard or Journey Stover. Let's see. They're going to call
two hands up, so it's going to be Gassard. Just her first, but right now, that's got to be the place that you've got to attack if you're Penn Trafford. You've got size. You've got Gassard as really the only true big for Middletown. Kozer can play there defensively, but she's more of a guard type. So if you're Penn Trafford, attack the inside. Go right at this Middletown team. And I'm just shocked they didn't do it in the first half.
Martin misses both shots, but DiStefano comes up with a rebound, gets it back, puts up a three, and hits it. Tori DiStefano's first bucket of the game.
But she was in foul trouble in the first half, picked up two fouls. Her 26th three-point basket of the season has them in the lead.
Warriors on top 24-23. Here's Cleland with a floater off right, no good. Rebounded DiStefano. She'll dribble out of traffic. She'll bring it up the near side. Tori DeStefano takes it to the right. Now she'll go right to the bucket, runs into Gassert, and Gassert's called for the foul, and the bucket is good.
This is the player that they needed to really do things in the first half who wasn't available after that second foul. And all of a sudden now Tori DeStefano making things happen for Penn Trafford.
26-23 Penn Trafford.
And the second foul on Gassert quickly here in the second half.
One shot of the line for DeStefano. She'll hit it. She has 6 points all here in the second half as she comes to life. 27-23, Penn Trafford.
That's a 9-0 run spanning halftime.
Stover, baseline. Strong take by Journey Stover. Makes it 27-25, Penn Trafford. Here's Martin with it on the left wing to Stefano. She'll backpedal out near midcourt. Stefano on the left wing. Working against Stover. Now it's Martin trying to go inside. Spin move up with the left. No good. Doesn't get the bounce. Here comes Middletown the other way. Long pass. Kozer. Stover has it. She has it swiped away. Her follow-up. She's fouled.
Great job by DeStefano getting a piece of the initial shot from Journey Stover. But on the second effort, Stover's going to get herself to the line.
I'm going to put this one on Hannah Weiser. And that'll put Stover at the line and shooting two.
Journey Stover, a 50% free throw shooter on the season.
First one's good. Journey Stover missed the districts, but she's back for the states. Her second shot is no good. Rebounded by Martin. She'll get it up the right side. Klobuchar, right side three. Weishar, no good. Rebounded by Kozer. She'll quickly take it out of traffic, taking it down the near side, had it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball. Inbound coming up for the Lady Raiders on the front court. They trail by one with 5:56 to go in the third. Cleland gets in the Gassert. Back for Cleland. Left side, Stover. Her pass gets blocked by DeStefano, recovered by Weishar, stolen back by Stover. Now Cleland has it. She quickly pushes it up the floor. Long pass to Stover, passes to Gassert. She's double-teamed, walked with it, but Penn Trafford comes up with it.
She also got encouraged to walk with it by Hannah Weishar, who probably got a piece of her arm on the way up for the shot.
And now we'll get the foul called on Jayla Kozer, her second.
Team's third here in the second half. You have to figure there's going to be a couple more whistles here in the second half than we had in the first half. If for no other reason, it's because I think at this point the officials are not worried about. They've gotten a chance to see both teams, maybe talk a little bit themselves at halftime about how the game's being called and are looking for certain things here to start up the second half.
Nice lob pass, a little alley-oop to Piper, who finishes it off. 29-26.
So where are they attacking now? It's inside, 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 trying to take advantage of Middletown on a couple of defensive mismatches.
And Trafford with the lead, Middletown with the ball. Cleland over to Stover, three from outside, short. Rebounded by Penn Trafford, but Kozer comes up with it. She'll pass it inside. Journey Stover will finish it off.
Mistake inside by Penn Trafford. They had two players collide out on the wing on the long rebound, and Kozer said, thank you very much. I'll pick up an assist here.
Outside to Stefano for three. Gets the bounce.
He's got eight here in the third quarter in just the first less than 4 minutes of play after not scoring in the first half.
Make that nine for her. Here's a shot by Gassert, and her shot is blocked. We'll get the foul. Do I have that right?
No, I guess you do.
Yeah, she had a foul shot.
Foul shot, yeah. I'm doing triple duty over here on top of stats and commentary. I'm also trying to get all your winners from yesterday's state games down.
By the way, that was the third foul there on Destiny Gassert of Middletown. Here's DeStefano over to the right side. Jumper there, air ball by Klobuchar. Here comes Stover quickly pushing it up the floor, taking it all the way, and then gives it all to the last moment to Journey Stover, her sister finishes.
You just don't understand how fast Jalea Stover is off the dribble until you see it. She sprinted past everybody with the basketball.
Now three outside, they left Fontana all alone, and she drills it.
She's somebody who's now 26 threes on the season. I think this is a good timeout right now from Coach Dixon. Her team's looking a little bit ragged, and all of a sudden, Penn Trafford's starting to hit some shots from the outside.
We'll step out, 3:53 to go in the third. It's Penn Trafford 35, Middletown 30, back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
The 230 Cafe of Highspire congratulates Middletown on a great season. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 till 2, and Sundays from 7 until 2. Takeout and catering are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire.
Well, it's a 5-point lead for Penn Trafford, 35-30, with 3:53 to play in the third.
It's been the 3-point line where all of a sudden they started attacking the inside a little bit more. They got some foul trouble on Gassard, picking up 3 fouls. And on top of that for Middletown, all of a sudden when you attack the inside, it loosens up things on the outside. And they've had a couple makes, 2 from DiStefano, 1 from Fontana.
Middletown inbounding. Kozer with it. Quickly pushes it up the near side, and we're going to get the moving screen against Jalea Stover out front.
And the official who made that call didn't see the play.
He just saw a body going down.
He saw a body going down, and then he assumed at that point that that happened, and it didn't, folks. Jalea Stover that time set a good screen, and the only reason that she moved was that she got hit by the person running through, which was Piper. It was a well-set screen. She didn't move on the screen, but the official didn't see it and saw what he thought he saw out of his peripheral.
Here's Piper outside. Her 3 no good. Kozer pulls down the rebound. Her bounce pass gets kicked. It'll be Middletown basketball. 3:32 to go in the third. 35-30, Penn Trafford. Their only loss this season against Thomas Jefferson. Middletown inbound underneath the bucket. Journey Stover. Cleland left side. She'll drive. She'll shoot. It's short. Rebounded by Fontana. And a tie-up. We will get a jump ball. Possession Middletown.
Yeah, Fontana just stood there and waited for a second. And Stover snuck in from the backside. Cleland got her from the front side. And Stover gets the tie-up.
Cleland to inbound. Gets it out to Kozer on the wing. Kozer steps back, takes a 3, no good. Rebounded by Rossum, throws it out of bounds, or did it hit off of a?
It hit
a Penn Trafford player.
It's the right call. It hit off one of the Penn Trafford players on the way by.
Went out of bounds. It's Middletown ball again.
They definitely weren't sure about it, but it did hit somebody on the way through.
Cleland gets the inbounds pass near midcourt, takes it left side, stops. Looking for help. Nowhere to go with it. Stolen away. DiStefano gives it off to Fontana. She'll bring it up onto the front court. Back for DiStefano. Left side. Fontana traveled with it on the wing. It'll be Middletown ball.
She wanted to take the 3, and Rossum was close enough that she was like, wait a minute, I've got a lane to the basket, and tried to go right in and forgot to put the ball on the floor first.
She'll come out. Anna Wyshar will check in.
Let me give you your winners yesterday. Good day for girls. Shalom Christian, York Catholic, both winning for District 3 in AA girls. Peckway Valley, Trinity, the top 2 seeds for District 3, 1 in girls. Biglerville lost in 3A.
Far side, Journey Stover had it knocked out of bounds by DiStefano. It'll be Middletown ball.
On the girls' side, Dallastown, Lebanon, CD, Wilson, the winners. Red Lion, the runner-up, lost, along with the 6, 7, and 8 seeds. Mechanicsburg, Central York, and Manheim Township are out now on the girls' side in District 3.
Kozer with the ball for Middletown. They trail by 5 with 2:45 to go, and losing it out of bounds is Journey Stover.
Got to watch the ball into your hands all the way. And that time just took her attention away from things. No pressure on her that time. She was already looking inside to see what she would do next with the ball.
DiStefano at the top. Plays it back out. Piper. She'll dribble it over to the right side, looking for help. Nowhere to go with it. Her pass. It's back out to DiStefano. DeStefano at the top, dribbling left of the lane, pulls up a 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by Cleland, trying to get out of traffic, and we'll get that reach-in foul from behind against Paige Temple.
Yeah, and you had to call that one because Cleland otherwise walked as she came up the floor, but there's a reason that she had to hesitate that time coming out of there. It's because she got grabbed from behind as Temple was going for the basketball and got the arm.
Coverage checks in. Jalea Stover checks out. 2:20 to go in the third, 35-30, Penn Trafford.
Very important last 2 minutes and 20 seconds because you've got Gasser on the bench, which makes Middletown a little bit smaller. You're down by 5. Cannot let this get bigger.
Here's Kozer out front for Middletown. Looking left and right, gets it over to Rossum on the left wing. Rossum getting pressure, now plays it to her left, Journey Stover. Stover driving left to the bucket, no good, but she's fouled. A lot of body contact over there. Will they get to Stefano, or will they get Wyshar?
Middletown now with 7 points here in the third quarter. Every single one of them from the person on the line right now, Journey Stover.
And it was to Stefano, her third. First one for Journey Stover, no good.
Let me give you your boys' winners last night. 5A boys, Hershey won. West York, the 3-seed, won. York Suburban, the 4-seed, won. Everybody else, including the runner-up, Exeter, who knocked out Middletown out of the district playoffs, they were the runner-up. They lost last night, as did LS, Octorara, Milton Hershey, Spring Grove, and Cocalico, the 5-9 seeds in 5A. We'll get the other ones in a second.
Second shot by Journey Stover is good, 35-31 with a minute 50 to go in the third. Penn Trafford with the lead. Here's DeStefano over onto the right side. Fontana dribbling, make that Johnson. Johnson onto the left side. Wyshar. Hannah Wyshar backpedaling now. Looks to go left. Got a little tip in by Rossum, who steals it. Rossum going to the bucket, will lay it up and in.
Great job by Rossum. She's one of the team's best on-ball defenders. Just got all over Johnson out top, waited for her spot, stuck the hand in, and got the pickpocket.
Two-point lead, Penn Trafford down the lane. Shot no good for Johnson, but she was fouled.
Boy, she was out of control when she did that, too. And Cleland, I don't think, realized that she didn't really have a real good look at anything and ends up picking up her second.
Yeah, I think it was a desperation foul because she saw no one was picking her up and ends up getting the foul, and the shot is good. Johnson.
Johnson's now matched her season total from the line. She was 2-for-3 all season from the line coming in. 2-for-3 here today, and she'll get her fourth attempt here. Other boys action, Eastern York, Susquehanna Township, Berks Catholic winning on the 4A side. McDevitt and Big Spring out on that side. High Point Baptist, Lancaster Country Day, Shalom Christian, Lacadamia still alive for single A boys after Mennonite. York Country Day out on that side.
Both shots made there at that line by Johnson. Middletown down by 4. Journey Stover gives it off to Cleland. She'll drive right side. Emma Cleland backpedals now. Long pass over to Journey Stover. Baseline jumper. Bullseye for 2.
She's feeling it right now. And just like Jayla Kozer in the first half, here's Journey Stover, who it's possible Penn Trafford doesn't have a real much of a book on her.
Martin outside for 3. No good. Rebounded by Kozer. Back the other way come the Lady Raiders. Kozer down the right side. No good. It doesn't matter. She's called for the charge.
I think it's the right call, too. Martin did a good job of just getting back to a spot, getting underneath. Rossum had set a really good screen, which made Kozer think that she was free, but that's one of those times that the Warriors did an excellent job of getting back in transition, getting numbers back on the ball. The second she got that ball going the other way, Kozer was looking to take it coast to coast, and that time might have been better off finding a teammate.
31 seconds to go here in the third. 37-35, Penn Trafford with the ball and the lead. Late third quarter, DeStefano near midcourt. DeStefano taking her time. 18 seconds now on the clock. DeStefano at center circle working against Cleland. Still dribbling. Works it around. Goes left of the lane, into the corner, jumper there. Wyshar, no good. Fight for the rebound. Middletown has it. 3 seconds and a long throw by Stover. Not enough. We have played 3. It's Penn Trafford 37, Middletown 35. Fourth quarter coming up on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, is number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Penn Trafford leading Middletown after three quarters of play.
Let's take a look at the scoring right now. Jayla Kozer, 16 points to lead the way for Middletown, but she did not score in that third quarter. That's because it was Journey Stover's world for Middletown, and everybody else was just living it. She had 10 of Middletown's 12 points in the quarter and now has a season-high 12 points for Middletown. For Penn Trafford, Tori DiStefano, 9 points, all in that third quarter, tied for the leading score along with Cameron Piper.
The only thing that really jumps out from the other stats, third quarter, Penn Trafford 3-for-8 from beyond the three-point arc after being 1-for-17 in the first half. And turnovers keeping Middletown in the game. 18 turnovers for Penn Trafford in the game, Middletown with just 11.
Inbound comes in for DiStefano. Her bounce pass to the top. They'll hand it off to Wyshar over to the left side. DiStefano unleashes it. No good. Rebounded by Stover quickly. Journey Stover pushing it up the floor. Journey Stover plays into the corner to Rossum. She'll look for help. Loses it. DiStefano comes up with it. Falls down. Still with the ball. Bans wanted to travel, but a timeout called by Penn Trafford.
Boy, everyone's upset about that one. I understand why. There should have been some sort of a call, and the folks with the stripes, once again, as they've done for a lot of this game, have watched and have not necessarily officiated in situations like that.
I didn't think she moved that much while she was sitting on the floor.
Oh,
so
I'm not saying that right. There was a missed call there. There was a foul somewhere in that situation. There's a reason she was on the floor.
Yeah.
There was a foul somewhere. Either she initially fouled when she got the basketball, or more likely, Middletown ended up reaching in and having a part of that and fouling. And that's why she fell down.
Well, the winner of this gets the winner of Erie Cathedral Prep in Baldwin. Steve, what's the latest on that game?
Well, Baldwin has made it interesting now. They were down by as many as, I think, 17 earlier. They're now within 42-38 with 42-41 as they just hit a three with 2:26 left to go in the third quarter.
And Penn Trafford and Baldwin are in the same section, section two of the Whipple 5A. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because they played in the fifth place game, I believe this would be, if both those teams would advance, it would be meeting number four of the season, where Penn Trafford is unbeaten in those games. But the last one, they were down 13 in the fourth quarter before coming all the way back and winning by one. Middletown trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
Two-point lead, Penn Trafford with the ball again. They get that little lob pass down. A great play. They've run twice successfully to Olivia Wyshar, and she finishes.
Yeah, great job just setting a screen using that contact in the lane.
Trying to get a bounce pass into Gassert. That'll be a tie-up on the floor. And you'd think that Cleland and the rest of the team would have learned they've got to watch those low bounce passes to Gassert when they had that problem at Hershey.
But you can't give your big a bullet pass at the ankles.
No.
They just don't catch it that well, and you can't do anything with it even if you do.
That's right.
They were lucky to get the ball back on the possession there.
Here's Kozer down the middle and got it from about eight out.
Well, she didn't score in the third. Fourth quarter's got to be Jayla Kozer, especially with Cleland not having her sort of an afternoon shooting the basketball right now. It's got to be Jayla Kozer time.
Here's Fontana with a ball near the foul line. Piper over on the right side. Martin with it. Now it's Piper back out front to Stefano. Stefano at the top. Penn Trafford leading by two. Piper right side. Fontana no good. Rebounded by Cleland. She'll dribble out of traffic and then lost it off her fingertips in the hurry.
DiStefano got a piece of the ball coming up the floor, and Cleland never was able to recover the basketball and ended up going off her shin.
So DiStefano will inbound front court. She'll play it into the back, and here's Fontana walking it up. 2-point lead for the Warriors. Behind the back dribble, Fontana. And we'll get a timeout called for by Penn Trafford. With 6:21 to go in the fourth, we'll step out, 39-37. Penn Trafford back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage. This is Super 91 WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser and Steve Lee. 39-37. Penn Trafford leading Middletown by two with 6:21 to play.
Been everything we've been expecting out of a basketball game. Two teams that, when you look at the records, there may not have been a better game in the state at the 5A level on paper coming in, and it has not disappointed so far. Very entertaining game. We've had highs, we've had lows, we've had one team shooting a lot from the outside, another team turning up their defense and then staying very much in the game.
Piper with the ball right side, down for DiStefano, stolen away by Stover. She'll get the pass over to Cleland, who brings it up onto the front court. Emma Cleland out front for Middletown. Over to Kozer on the left wing. Kozer takes the deep three. Oh, net!
This just has the feeling of one of those games for Jayla Kozer where she's going to turn it on right now. And can Penn Trafford do anything to stop her?
Middletown back in front, 40-39. Here's DiStefano out front. She'll take the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Kozer. She'll dribble out of the traffic. Onto the front court. Here's Cleland. Right elbow in the paint. Gets off the shot, but it's blocked. Rebounded by Fontana. She's still in the backcourt for Penn Trafford. Gives it off for DiStefano. And back the other way come the Warriors. DiStefano going down the lane. Left side. She's fouled by Cleland. Her third.
Well, let's hope it's Cleland because Kozer flashed on the other side. He's looking at Cleland, and it will be her third.
5:20 to go in the fourth. Middletown leading 40-39.
Your problem was Kozer's got three right now. If that would have been hers, it was her fourth, and that's a lot of time. Still, there's a lot of time left to go on this clock, and Middletown's the team that really is not deep enough to afford foul trouble.
First. End of three in Erie, it's Cathedral Prep 46, Baldwin 43.
DiStefano is an 81% free throw shooter on the season, but misses the front end.
Her second shot is good. And we are tied at 40. Middletown and Kozer with the ball. Kozer, right wing, looks to drive, underhand layup, got it. Oh, just enough spin to trickle in. And we've got an injury on Cameron Piper.
Piper, as Kozer came in, Piper was the one defending Kozer that time. Stray elbow, I think, got up around the chops, and she's going to come off the floor right now, replaced by Rhea Johnson.
You know, Kozer released that ball almost like she was bowling. You know, just put the underhand under and spun that ball around.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish I had that sort of spin on my strike ball. Because,
the 7-10.
Oh, man, I'd do so much better than my usual average of somewhere just south of 80.
Here's a steal by Stover to the bucket. Puts it up and in. Journey Stover. Middletown now leads 44-40. Back to a 4-point lead for Middletown. Almost a travel on that far side by Penn Trafford. Middletown double teams. Kozer comes away with a steal. Here's Kozer to the bucket. She'll lay it up and in.
And
Penn Trafford needs a timeout.
And it is the defense, the defense, the defense that has turned up for Middletown.
Largest lead of the game now for the Lady Raiders at 4:39 to play in the fourth. We'll step out. Middletown 46, Penn Trafford 40, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Nice little run here by the Lady Raiders. They have taken a six-point lead, 46-40 with 4:39 to play in the fourth.
It's been the defensive side of the ball where Middletown has finally gotten a chance to get out in transition. One of the reasons why they're 5-for-6 here in the fourth quarter of basketball. The concern that you have for Middletown right now is twofold. It is a Penn Trafford team that has shown the ability to come from behind so far in clutch games during this run in the district playoffs, and it's a Middletown team that has had trouble closing out sometimes. The other thing, foul trouble. Gassert, Kozer, Cleland, maybe the three most pivotal players for Middletown, at least size-wise, all with three personal fouls as we approach the last 4.5 minutes of regulation.
Fontana gives it off to DeStefano, far side. She'll bounce past it down the lane. Shot too strong for Wyshar. Rebounded by Stover. Quickly out of traffic to the bucket as it's stripped away. And out of bounds it went off of DeStefano. She tried to save it, though. It's Middletown ball.
But the speed the other way. And here's the one problem if you're a team like Penn Trafford. With so many different players, you've got a lot of players who can. But when you need somebody, who's it going to be that actually picks up the slack? For Middletown, we know it's going to be Jayla Kozer most of the time. For Penn Trafford, they're still trying to figure that out here in this game.
Kozer steps back, three-pointer, no good. Rebound gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Stover, Jaleah Stover. It'll be Penn Trafford ball.
That was a heat check. It looked good.
Yeah, it looked like it was on, but it fell short.
It was definitely online, just a little bit short, but, I mean, already 9 points here in this fourth quarter for Jayla Kozer.
Stefano for the Warriors. Back and forth near the elbow, holding, looking for help. Now gets it to Martin. She'll work against Gassert. Martin at the top. Gassert's done a nice job at keeping the Shippensburg recruit under control. Out front is Fontana, almost stolen by Stover. Fontana gets it back in the backcourt, loses it far side. It's Middletown ball.
And when the younger guards are getting the basketball up top, that's when the Stovers have been going out, hawking in front, and also Rossum's done the same thing in this game where they have just pressured, pressured, pressured. That's why DeStefano has done a lot of the ball handling in the clutch time for Penn Trafford.
Turnovers 22-13. Penn Trafford with 9 more in this game.
Middletown brings it up. Here's Cleland on the front court, left side Kozer. Kozer, just a junior, the 1,000-point scorer for Middletown. Double team, loses it, gets it back, has it dribbling around traffic, takes it far side, Stover baseline, jumper no good. Rebound, Gassert, her put back no good. She'll get the rebound again, and this time she'll finish it off. Gassert makes it 48-40.
And she stuck with it that time. They got away with the travel that time.
Sure did, and a 3-point hit for Hannah Wyshar.
She settled her feet and took 3 steps, stepping towards the line. The official wasn't watching it.
A lot of body contact as Cleland's trying to bring the ball up the floor. She'll get the pass over to Kozer, far side. Kozer dribbles right out of the traffic, pulls out of the elbow. That's short. Rebound far side, and Martin comes up with it. 2:45 to go. It's 48-43 Middletown. Back the other way to the bucket, laying it up too strong is Wyshar. Rebounded by Gassert. Triple team, and we get the timeout called for Middletown. Oh, hold on. There was a timeout called, and the other official called a travel. The timeout was first.
Timeout was first. Great call over on the Middletown bench by Lasonda Dixon, and the whistle came here
before
it came over on the sideline.
2:36 to go in the fourth.
She saw Gassert was in trouble, was triple teamed. Nobody was able to get to her. It's why you've got those timeouts, and she uses one at the perfect time.
48-43, Middletown leading Penn Trafford with 2:36 to go here in the fourth. Thanks to our friends at the Blue and Gold Club for sponsoring our playoff fees and taking care of cost for us here in the playoffs for the Lady Raiders and the Middletown boys basketball team. Look for their mailers coming out here in the next month or two and support the Blue and Gold Club.
You guys, Baldwin briefly took the lead near there early in the fourth quarter, but now Prep has opened up a 10-point lead. So it's 55-45, 4.5 minutes left in that one. Erie Cathedral Prep in front.
Bad string for the Whipple teams. Good, though, for the District 10 champion. And here, the District 3 runner-up, which looks like, at this point, that's the closing course. But unlike that game where there's a 10-point difference, this one is a 5-point game in a place where let's see if the Lady Raiders have figured out how to close a game out in tight circumstances. The pressure's on. What they tend to do sometimes is they get a little too fast for themselves, and they also rush shots. This is not where you need shots, but they're not a great foul-shooting team, so that's sometimes why they attack in that way.
And this is an officiating crew that has left a lot of stuff go, so that favors the
team
pressure.
Don't bring up Northern. Don't bring up Northern.
I'm not bringing that specifically.
Here's Kozer in the paint with a running 8-footer. She hits it.
And that's why you attack. Because if the other team's not going to stop you in transition, you go right to the basket and take the 2 points.
7-point lead for the Lady Raiders with 2:18 to go. Out front, Hannah Weishar. Bounce pass to Stefano. DeStefano lobbing it for the far side. Gassard got the hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Great job at guarding Piper.
Well, they went back to that play that they've run a couple times, but Middletown learned from it this point. The other thing that has been a switch, and this was the last couple possessions, they have moved Kozer to take on the toughest player, DeStefano, underneath.
We're going to get a hand foul on Gassard.
That's 4 on her.
Yeah, reaching in on that far side. Only the team's second foul, though, with 2:04 to play in a 7-point Middletown lead.
But here's where it doesn't hurt you. She's not a good foul shooter. And there's going to be a time when you might have to foul somebody, and she might have the basketball. So in that way, it wouldn't be the worst thing to have somebody else to shoot foul shots if you've got the lead.
DeStefano giving room and takes it right to the bucket and finishes. She's had a great second half, 50-45. Kozer has the ball saved by Stover. Long pass far side to Journey Stover. Her pass is knocked out by Martin. It'll be Middletown ball.
It's a Penn Trafford team that's only experienced loss once so far this season. But really, they play in one of the weaker sections out in the Whipple in 5A. So it was really the states, the districts, where they started seeing a little bit more of the difficulty.
Leland gets the ball after having it saved by Stover. Here's Journey Stover, baseline, no good. Rebounded, and a foul on Journey Stover. That'll be her third.
And there's no reason for it there, John.
No.
First of all, there's no reason for taking a 12-foot jump shot, first of all. The second thing is you don't want a foul there, even though it's team foul number 3. Still no fouls called against Penn Trafford here in this fourth quarter. And they're going to have to pick some up if they're going to send Middletown the line at some point.
DeStefano brings it up onto the front court. Penn Trafford down by 5. DeStefano to the right side, working against Kozer. Looks for a screen. Takes a 3. It's short. Rebounded by Cleland, but Stover hit it out of her hands. Penn Trafford gets it back. Martin with the ball. Out to the left side. They'll swing it around. Jumper for 3. No good again. Kozer has it knocked out of her hands. Warriors have it once again. Here's Weishar to the right side. Piper. Martin from the foul line. That goes off right. No good. This time Kozer pulls it down and she will be fouled from behind by Hannah Weishar.
Boy. Punch after punch after punch being dodged that time from the Lady Raiders. And a lot of contact underneath before that. But even with all those extra opportunities, not able to hit shots when they needed to.
Full court press now on for Penn Trafford. Middletown inbound. Stover looking to get it in. Tosses it out in the middle to no one, and there's an easy layup for DeStefano of Penn Trafford. I think she thought that maybe Cleland would get there, or she thought her sister Journey was coming up for it. Bad pass.
It's a timeout here for Penn Trafford.
And they trail by 3.
But it's not a bad timeout also at the same time for Middletown, because the Lady Raiders right now have to figure out how they're going to break the press. When they tried to inbound that time, Kozer and Cleland both running to the same corner. You can't have any better opportunity to defend when both players who are options to throw the ball into go to the same place, and that forced them to try to go the other direction. And Stover, there's no way you can throw that pass there. You can't throw it in the middle of the court, but yeah. She was expecting Cleland to be able to run to it, but it was nowhere near her.
Yeah, call, use a timeout if you're in that situation.
But you're hoping that, and there's it happened so quick there, it's difficult for a coach to call that timeout from there. That's where the player has to recognize, hey, we need the possession more than anything else. I just can't throw this one up for grabs.
Middletown to try to inbound again against the full court press. Stover gets it into Cleland. She's trying to dribble out of traffic, and the whole time she's got a hand across her chest from Bella Klobuchar. That's her first.
Well, and this is where
second, I mean.
There's only two fouls now here against Penn Trafford in this fourth quarter. So they still have to pick up a couple more.
Inbound again comes to Cleland. She'll quickly break the press, passes it down to the right side, Stover, far side. There's Kozer with it, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Hannah Weiser.
That is her third. Again, team foul number three. Middletown will have another inbound situation, and then
there'll be more fouling.
And this is where, at that stage, you have to get the ball to Kozer because she's your best foul shooter.
Kozer with it near midcourt, trying to dribble out of traffic, lobs it over to Gassard in the corner. Gassard out to Stover. Her pass is blocked. She gets it in the backcourt. They need a timeout, and a smart move there by LaSonda Dixon, seeing Stover was completely blind to everything around her, and she calls the timeout.
She forgot she could dribble.
Yeah.
She forgot
Jalea,
she was okay.
Jalea, at least a good recovery in the backcourt, but
And a better recovery from Coach Dixon, because she recognized this is not going to end well. I need to call a timeout so we get the inbounds. And in all this situation, this has now been about 30 seconds worth of play where Middletown has been able to work away enough clock. It's still a one-possession game, though, at this point, and still another foul left to give for Penn Trafford before they send Middletown to the line.
And I believe that she's going to put Caverage in the game for Jalea Stover now. Caverage is checking in. Yes.
Well, question is, is she a little calmer on the basketball? And it looked like in that situation, Jalea was just, it was a little bit too intense for her there. You bring somebody else who, Caverage, a calm ball handler, even as a sophomore.
Middletown to inbound near side, and the Raiders get it. Stover down for Gassard, but it's too high of a pass and out of bounds.
And this is where this team is frantic. This team is chaos personified. And there's another example of it. That's a time where you've got time to work the ball around. Get the ball out. Pass it around a little bit. Nope. They go right for it. Try to lob the ball in a not high-impact pass and throw it away.
25 seconds to go. Middletown leading by three. Penn Trafford with the ball. DeStefano on the left side. Falls down. Loose on the floor. Kozer fighting with the ball with Weiser. And it will be Penn Trafford ball. Hannah Weiser able to reach in there. Jump ball possession. Penn Trafford.
Penn Trafford asking the question, wasn't there a foul? No, she tripped over her own feet.
Yeah.
Trying to get away from Kozer. And now, this now feels like it is a, you got to take a three-point shot here.
18 seconds to go. Penn Trafford down by three. Here's Martin outside for three. Short rebounded by Kozer. Middletown, she'll be fouled by Weishar.
Fourth one, Weishar. And Martin recognizing they probably need a three at that point. The problem is they had no rebounding underneath at all when she takes that shot off the screen out top. Fourth foul. So now they'll have a chance to send Middletown to the line with the next foul, but you've already frittered away all this time.
11 seconds to go.
One foul shot made for Middletown could put this one away.
Look at the holding going on to Cleland. They didn't call it. Cleland dribbles through traffic, and finally they call the foul. She was all but being neck wrestled on the side.
We mean all but. They grabbed the hold of her around her neck, and it didn't matter because, well, they hadn't gotten the ball in. I mean, that's different philosophies in officiating. I'm not really sure what this group has been doing a lot of the game in terms of a lot of the contact that's been out here.
Cleland, who had a monster game in the district loss, only having 1 point until now, and that's a big foul shot she just hit. Makes it 51-47. Middletown leads by four with 9 seconds to play, and she can go the line and make this a five-point game here momentarily.
If I'm not mistaken, and I'll go to Steve for this one, Middletown all-time in state playoff games, unbeaten in first-round games?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Let's not talk about what happens in the second round. But no. Unbeaten in first round games, and they are 9.1 seconds and a 4-point lead away from continuing that against what we knew coming in was going to be a very tall and tough matchup against Penn Trafford. But I think the Warriors hurt themselves by the lack of change of game plan throughout the first quarter, and the second half started doing some things, but it was the defense of Middletown that got them to the point where they are. That little push to get them ahead here in the fourth quarter has been enough to help them hopefully hold on with 9 seconds to go.
Here's Cleland's second shot for Middletown. It's on the way, no good. Rebound by Kozer of Middletown. Baseline, she'll go to the bucket, up and no good. Gets her own rebound, but she's going to be fouled on the inside with 2 seconds to go. And Middletown leading 51-47.
Things you have to do as a defensive team in those situations. You must box out. You cannot lose concentration. You can't be thinking about, hey, when I catch this ball, I've got to outlet it. You've got to secure the rebound. And that was a mistake for Penn Trafford, and Jayla Kozer took advantage of it.
Kozer's first shot is no good. She'll get a second one. What a game for her.
You just knew that she was going to come with her best here today after the district championship game. Only 4 points, frustrated the entire time. And this has been vintage Jayla Kozer tonight.
Got her for 27. Will it be 28? It is. 52-47, deep three at the buzzer is good for Hannah Weishar, but the season is over for the Warriors, and Middletown will advance to the second round with a 52-50 victory over Penn Trafford. Lady Raiders will be traveling this Wednesday, most likely somewhere in the upper center part of the state. We'll let you know as soon as we know, but we'll step out for the post-game show. Middletown 52, Penn Trafford 50. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. It's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com.
Today's game is brought to you in part by the Blue and Gold Club. With your generous donations and support of the annual raffle, the Blue and Gold Club is able to give support to numerous athletic teams in the Middletown Area School District and also support other Middletown Area School District functions. Look for the letter in the mail in the coming months for the Blue and Gold Club annual raffle. And if you don't receive one, please go to their Facebook page and contact the Blue and Gold Club. The Blue and Gold Club is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports academics, arts, and athletics.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
And welcome back here on the post-game show. Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach down trying to secure us some post-game interviews of a victory for the Middletown Lady Raiders. Middletown 52-50 victory here in first round state playoff action against a very game Penn Trafford team. And Steve, we knew coming into this game that it was going to be a tall task for Middletown because of the length of Penn Trafford. But the thing that has always helped this Middletown team has been their defense and their ability to turn things up. And, man, did they do that in spades, turning Penn Trafford over 20-some times here in this game and securing the win.
Yeah, 22 turnovers this afternoon for Penn Trafford, something they could not do against York Suburban. They could not get those turnovers and get, you know, get the transition basketball working. Another thing, the importance of Journey Stover on the court. And she was missing for the last 2 weeks, and, boy, she played a big role in this game here this afternoon. And
season-high 14 points for Journey Stover. You could tell she wanted to get back on the floor, and, man, did they need her today.
Yeah, they certainly did. And we knew coming into this game, just because of how the seedings fell, there were three teams that were highly regarded out of the WPIAL, and that was South Fayette, Peters Township, and this Penn Trafford team. And they get upset in the quarterfinals, so that makes them the fifth seed. So you kind of get hosed by the seedings and how things work out. But this was the third team out of the WPIL. But we knew this was going to be a tough game, and it was, and the Lady Raiders certainly played well enough today, and they are going to advance to the next round.
We are bringing two guests up here. We've got Jayla Kozer up here, and I'm going to say it this way, and the reason I'm going to say it this way is because you never can tell sometimes with the two of them, but we're assuming Journey's with us. I know. We always get that little giggle because there's always that possibility they could sneak somebody. But, hey, congratulations, ladies. What a fantastic effort here today. And a victory in the first round of states, this has to feel just amazing. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys had to do here today. I'll start with you, Jayla. What was it coming into this game that you guys talked about that you had to do coming in?
Not too much, actually. We just win. Just win. Like, for real, just win. We just need to win.
And, Journey, I know you were chomping at the bit to get back on the floor, and it showed in this one. Just talk about how important it was for you to be able to get out there and play again and be able to contribute to your team.
Actually, coming back, I didn't think I was going to do that good because I didn't play in a couple games, clearly. I wasn't out on the court, but I just wanted to win. I wanted to go far, and I didn't want this to be my last game, so I just wanted to win.
I know how frustrating, Jayla, it was for you in the district championship game. You could just read the frustration, and there was no way that you were coming out and not having another big game. Got off to a quick start. Felt like that was really important. What was it right away that really made you feel like looked like the basket was pretty big for you here today?
Yeah, there's something about my home. Like, this is my home, and I feel like I'm used to this. The Giant Center wasn't a good game, I know that, but I need a redemption. I need to show people that I'm not underrated. I'm not
overrated.
Terrible.
Or overrated.
Yeah, overrated.
Yeah.
No, but, and definitely, and you showed that today.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who had any questions after that last game, no question today. Best player on the floor here today. But in that third quarter, all of a sudden, they shut you down a little bit, and who comes in?
Journey.
Bang. Journey comes in. What was it in that third quarter? Because all of a sudden, you were looking at things, and you were like, hey, give me the ball. I'm ready to score for us. You were getting in the end of that fast break also.
Yeah, if I'm not going to score, then Emma's probably going to score. If I'm not going to score, Emma's not going to score, Talia's going to score. At least one of us is going to be a second shooter with Jayla. There's always going to be a second hand with Jayla. So today, it just happened to be me.
Your team is pure chaos on the floor when it comes to the defensive side. You turned them over, and it was 22, 23 times here today. And it just seems like when you all lock in defensively, what is it that, I mean, the communication you guys have and just looking to get every passing lane, what is it about this team defensively that drives you?
We were just hungry for the ball. We knew that this team was going to be good. We scouted them really good. And we knew if we just did a little mixing up on who we had, we were just going to be amazing. Like, we were just hungry for that ball.
You're always making fun at the end, though. Everybody's got to hold the breath a little bit, say, okay, are we going to hold on to this one? But able to do that and do the things that you need to do at an end of a game, which is hold the ball a little bit, work some clock, and then, more importantly, when it's at the other end of the floor, shut them down. It feels like we've started to learn a lot more about end of game and how to close things out.
Right.
What do you have to do there at the end of a game that maybe wasn't happening before?
Slow down. Yeah, we practice it in practice. Like, we have a shot clock, and we'd be like, okay, let's act like this is 30 seconds left in the game, and it's we're up by one. We just practice that in practice, and it just shows up on the floor.
Clearly, we just won.
No question. No question. Lessons have been learned. That's why they talk about high school sports as being learning lessons, and this team has definitely learned a lot as the season going on. How to close out a game is another one of them, and you're going to get that next opportunity in the second round of the playoffs. It'll be Erie Cathedral Prep, who's the opponent for you guys in the next round, and an opportunity for this team to do something that no other Middletown girls team has done before, and that is advance to the quarterfinals. What does that mean for you to have that opportunity with this group that you've just been developing with, to have that opportunity? I'll ask both of you at this point.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Honestly, we've been playing together since we were like fourth grade. So this is, it just feels like amazing. Like, we're all family, and it's just like everybody on the team is family. It's just like, dang, we're making history, and we already made history going to the Giant Center, and now we're about to be making history going to state playoffs.
How I feel is we've been playing together for a long time. There's no way we shouldn't win this opportunity. We made it this far, we're going to win. There's nothing stopping us. We got this.
I love that mentality. Journey Stover? Wow. I'm trying to catch my breath here for a second. Journey Stover, Jayla Kozer, thank you very much. Congratulations. Go enjoy yourselves. Enjoy this victory and get ready for that next one.
Thank you.
We're going to step out for a break. More with the post-game show after this. Middletown wins today, 52-50. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
We're better together at the Middletown Home, a continuing care community for folks of all ages. Enjoy an independent lifestyle in a large apartment with kitchen and laundry. There's assisted living in your own personal apartment, even short-term rehab for a quick recovery, and a health center with 24-hour skilled care. The Middletown Home is the mansion on the hill across from the airport on Route 230. Take a tour and find out more at middletownhome.org or check out our Facebook page.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Giant Company is proud to support the Blue Raiders. At Giant, you score big bonus buys and choice rewards every time you shop. And with brands you won't find anywhere else, like Giant Brand, Nature's Promise, and Care One. Giant. Nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. Giant partners with over 100 local food banks. Good luck, Blue Raiders, from Giant.
The 230 Cafe of Highspire congratulates Middletown on a great season. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 till 2, and Sundays from 7 until 2. Takeout and catering are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Highspire.
Welcome back. John Wills, Mike Bronkheiser, Steve Leedy, and Audrey Horner is our studio producer today, this afternoon. 52-50 Middletown advances in the state girls 5A basketball playoffs with a victory over Penn Trafford.
Let's roll your final statistics in this one. Middletown led by Jayla Kozer, 28 points for her. Journey Stover, a season-high 14 points off the bench for Middletown today. 6 points for Destiny Gasser, just two for Emma Cleland today, two for Aja Rossum, no points for Riley Cavrich and Jaleah Stover, but both of them played important roles in this one as well for the Lady Raiders. For Penn Trafford, they close out their season at 25-2. It was Tori DiStefano, all 14 of her points coming after the halftime break. 9 points each for Hannah Weishar and for Cameron Piper. It was 6 points for Lauren Martin, four for Olivia Weishar. It was 3 points each for Isabella Fontana and Rhea Johnson, and 2 points for Bella Klobuchar. And Paige Temple and Ava Ruain were the other players who got into the game for Penn Trafford today. Tough one for them because they came in here. You're on the road. They came in yesterday to watch their boys team, so they stuck around is the information we were given. So they were here, and unlike a lot of teams who traveled the day of to a site, they didn't have to do more than a bus ride to get here today. So it wasn't as bad of an adjustment as what you would normally have, but tough for them also. They came out shooting cold in the first half from three-point range. They definitely warmed up in the second half, but it was something that they really struggled with overall.
Yeah, field goal percentage in the game, Middletown was 22 of 62, 35%. Penn Trafford, 18 of 56 for 32%. Three-point line is really what we've been talking about all game long for the Warriors. 1 for 17 in the first half. They did warm up a little bit. They were 5 for 16 in the second half, so they were 6 for 33 for the game, but that's still 18%. Middletown was 3 for 10. Reboundings, Middletown had the edge there, 41 to 36. They took a lot of missed three-point shots, and that left Middletown with a lot of open rebounds underneath and turnovers in the game. Penn Trafford, 22 of them here this afternoon. Middletown just 15, and extra possessions means extra shots, and for Middletown that meant a few extra points, and they get the win here by two.
And check out our Facebook page. Got a picture there, Brian interviewing Jayla and Journey on our Facebook page, and feel free to give them some congratulation comments.
And we didn't mention the final score of the game opposite this one. Erie Cathedral Prep was able to hold off Baldwin. 67-55 was the final in that one, so that's who Middletown will play on Wednesday night. Best guess is going to be the State College area. I know they like to use Bald Eagle Area High School, which is right underneath Route 80, just above State College. I think the town is Wingate where it is. So that's a likely place, but expect it to be in the State College area. They usually use Altoona for Harrisburg-Pittsburgh games.
Right.
So I would expect it to be in the...
It'll be a drive, though.
Yeah,
regardless. It'll be at least 2 hours, yeah. Hey, but we will be there, and we look forward to seeing you fans there who can make it, and if you can't, we've got the game for you here on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. But go to our Facebook page, give some congratulatory comments to our Lady Raiders.
And Middletown girls basketball program going to a place once again where they have not had success in the past. This may be their best chance to actually get that win in the next round. It's going to be a tough task against Cathedral Prep, but it is going to be Middletown going up there with a lot of confidence coming off of this win here today.
All right. Well, we will post on our website and our Facebook page when we know the exact location and time for you folks on Wednesday. It'll be a Wednesday game here on WMSS. I want to thank Lene and Audrey, our studio producers today. For Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser, I'm John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Middletown 52, Penn Trafford 50. The season over for the Warriors. The Lady Raiders advance, and you heard it here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by 230 Cafe, Blue and Gold Club, DHL Supply Company, Middletown Home, BFW Post 1620, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, J&J Pizzeria, Middletown Lumber, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Moose, Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Area Alumni Association, Daly's Golf, Gingrich Memorials, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select. Also by Dominic D. DeFrancesco American Legion Post 594, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Hetrick Center, and Giant Comedy. Your home for the best in Middletown sports is WMSS.